It's a set an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim. What a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. This year is being sponsored by my parents, Lilu Nishmas, my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is coming up, Rav Chaim Zev Ben Shom Shraga Feivish, Zatzal, Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer, who had such a major impact on my life and such a major impact on the whole family and all of Klal Yisrael, and will interrelate it with the different ideas that were going to come out from Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah tells us in Perichov Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ele ha-mishpotim asher tosim lefnehem. And these are the judgments. And Rashi says, right, it's always those first Rashis, Kol makom she'nemar ele. Whenever it says ele, posel at the Rishonim, it rejects what it said previously. But what does it say? It says ve'ele. Mosif al Rishonim, mah Rishonim. Just like what we said, The Ten Commandments are from Har Sinai. Af Elu Misinai. So to all of these things that we're going to learn in Parsha Mishpatim are from Har Sinai. And the obvious question that so many people ask, what do you mean? Of course these laws are from Har Sinai. Why would we make a distinction? Why would we say that these laws are not from Har Sinai? Question one. Question two, you read a little further on, right away we learn about an Eved Ivri. As we all know, if we don't, we'll learn it now. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, the Mishnayos tell us that there's something called an Eved Ivri, there's a Jewish slave. And the halacha is that there's two types of Eved Ivris. There's an Eved Ivri that doesn't have the money, and therefore he has to sell himself into slavery. And then there's another Eved that steals, and Bezdin has to sell him. And we know that an Eved has to work for 6 years. However, in the seventh year, he decides he wants to become an Eved forever until Yovel, until the 50th year. There is something called Marzeya. He has to go and he has to take his ear. And the Torah says, very interesting, Parakof Aleph, Pasuk Vav, V'igishu Adonov el Elokim, V'igishu el Adeles o el Mezuzah, V'ratso Adonov et Azno. And he has to go and he has to become a Marzeya. He has to go and bore his ear. Comes along the great Maharal Diskin, the great Rav from Brisk. And he says, I don't get it. Why do you have to wait until the seventh year? After 6 years, he decides he wants to opt in. Why not bore his ear right away? We know the Gemara tells us, why his ear? Why do you have to bore his ear? Bore his hand! Knock his hand down! So Rashi brings down from the Gemara that, no, you know why his ear? Because an ozen shashama, an ozen, an ear that heard from Har Sinai that you're not allowed to steal. And then he went and he stole. That's why we bore his ear. But the obvious question is, why after the 6 years? Why not do it right away? Question three. As we all know, Hashem gave us the present. Do you know what it was? He gave us the Torah. And we all know the famous Midrashim that say, he asked all the other nations, do you want this gift of mine? And they said, no, thank you. The Torah is no time, right? We all know that song. And one nation said, we can't have it. You know why we can't have it? Because we want to murder. And another nation said, we can't have it because we want to steal. And it says, you're not allowed to steal in your Torah. And Klal Yisrael came along. This week's Parsha, we spoke about a little last week. Naseh v'nishma. They went and they accepted the Torah. The great Rav Matisyahu Salomon, who's a Mashkiach. Mashkiach in Lakewood, Yeshiva. There was Mashkiach in Gateshead. He asked a very fascinating question. What would be Klal Yisrael's struggle? If they would have said, obviously we said Naseh v'nishma, but if they said there's something difficult, what would that difficulty be? And question 3b. Interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara that says, found in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin, that we all know that Naomi was Ruth's mother-in-law, and she was teaching her all the different halachas for Geirus. You know, my grandfather, Chaim Zev Bamzer Zatzal, he was such a major influence on Geirus. If you go and you look on YouTube, you kosher tube, obviously, right? And you look on, and you could Google him, and he has, there's different, again, Lubavitch wasn't so into Geirus, but there's a clip of him and the Rebbe, because he had such a close relationship with the Lubavitch Rebbe, and he said, who are you, a Geirim? And he says, oh, Reb Bamzer was Megayrim me, he taught me the Torah, he showed me the light, and he says, Gavaldik, that's the person to go for. An idea of Geirus, and I remember in my house, my mother used to teach the Geirim, because you have to know Torah, you have to know so much. There's a lot of Geirim that know a lot more Torah than regular Jews, obviously. And I remember my mother teaching them, getting them ready for the Geirus, right, on major hashpa on me. But it's something interesting. The Gemara tells us that Naomi told Rus, listen, you're going to have to know the halachas of Erev Tchumim, how to set up different Tchum, right? A Tchum is you're only allowed to, on Shabbos, you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos within that area. And we have another medrash, that Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and the medrash says, Afilu Erev Tchumim. Why specifically Tchum? Why setting up boundaries? What's the Yisod? So let's chazer over these Yisodis. Question one, because you always got to have it in your back pocket. The Eile HaMishpatim, why would we think it's not from Har Sinai? Why? The Eile, the Vav is coming to add from the Aseres HaDibros last week's Parsha. Question one. Question two, Evid Ivri Esamar Al-Diskin, why after 6 years? Why not do it right away, right when he becomes an Evid and he sells himself into slavery and he wants to get some cash money? Why don't we bore his ear right away? Question three, Ramatis Yahu Solomon's question. What would be that struggle? Again, we all have our own personal struggles. But what would be a struggle? And 3b, why is Tchum, setting a boundary, such a major idea found in the Gemara in Yevamos by Rus, that when she wanted to be Mesgayer, she needed to learn the halachas of the idea of Tchum? And Yaakov Avinu also had this idea of Tchum. So what's the Yisoid? What's this foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a real way? Says Ramatis Yahu Solomon, such an amazing Gavaldik Yisoid. And again, a person, everyone has different struggles. We all know that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Halidana kol adam lekaf sechus, that you always have to give a person the benefit of the doubt because you don't know what's going on in anyone's life. You don't know, everyone has different hardships. Everyone has different struggles. People think that this person's life, I once heard from Dr. David Lieberman, he's like, yeah, once a guy came over to me, he's like, it's not fair. My neighbor has everything, such a great life, wealthy, happy, has the best kids on the planet. Is that guy? And David Lieberman said to him, yeah, but you don't know. He's my 4 to 5 appointment. You know what I'm saying? We don't know anything going on in anyone's life. And everyone has different things, and everyone has different things we have to work on. However, says Ramatis Yahu Solomon, you know, it's such a hard struggle, especially for Klal, it's a hard struggle for anyone, especially for Klal Yisrael. So you might have thought, oh, maybe it's Lashon Hara, which again is something a person always, you know, the Chafetz Chaim came along, and the Chafetz Chaim, the great Chafetz Chaim, just heard a great story, the Tzaddik, right, the Rav of Radin, the great Chafetz Chaim who cared so much about everyone. And he came along and he created the idea. Again, there was no idea. There was Gemara's, there's Gemara in Erechin, there's Gemara in Bava Basra, there's about Lashon Hara. But he went and compiled everything of all the halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara and the Chafetz Chaim and Hilchos, everything, Mishnah Brura, all the halachas, the great Chafetz Chaim. He cared so much. I just heard a great, I was saying, great story from Reb Breidowitz, came to Yeshiva today. And he said, Rav Chafetz Chaim, we know the famous story that there was a bacher, they didn't know what to do because he was Mechal Shabbos. And he came, the bacher, he brought the bacher in. And Rav Chafetz Chaim, famous story, he said, he looked at the bacher and he said, Shabbos. And the tear fell from his eye on the kids. And the kid always kept Shabbos. But there's another part of the story, an amazing part, because he was Mechal Shabbos. And obviously later on he kept Shabbos. But the Chofetz Chaim said, I have to throw you, you have to leave yeshiva. And to throw a person out of yeshiva, but he said, I have to. You're being, it's negative to the yeshiva. But people don't know the end of the story. He said, come live in my house. And the boy went, and he lived, and he learned with the Chofetz Chaim. Amazing. So you could think maybe it was Hilchos Lashon Hara, says Rav Matathiyahu Salomon. You know it's such a big struggle that we're all struggling with. How to create the right boundaries. How to create, make sure that you set your boundaries straight. You know, in football, if you go off, right, if you go off sides or you jump, it's called encroachment. You did something, you didn't have a good boundary. In order for a person, for greatness, for godless, is he needs to set boundaries for himself. He needs to create, where is my life going? Where are my goals? Says Rav Matathiyahu Salomon, if a person is able to set those boundaries and he has a clarity of who he is and where he wants to go with it, and he makes certain things that I say, this is what I'm doing, no questions asked. And then he just raises himself from that point. That is so important. This is what Nami was telling Rus, maybe. You need to set up the tchumim. You need to set up the boundaries. Why? Because if you want to become a great person, if you want to be that Gioris, if you want to create clouds, so many things came out of Rus. If you want that leadership coming out, David HaMelech coming out. If you want it, you need to have clear-cut guidelines. You need to set those boundaries. The Meshech Chochmah also says this idea that why Yaakov? The Gemara says in Pesachim, amazing Gemara, the Gemara says they were trying to figure out who's going to lead the Zimun. And the Gemara says, maybe Avram, you lead the Zimun. Right? It was and all the all-stars, all the others. And Avram, they said, you can't. Why? Because he had Yishmo. And they said, Yitzchak, you lead the Zimun. And he said, I can't. I had an Esav. They said, Yaakov, you lead the Zimun. You had 12 Shvatim. Says the Meshech Chochmah. You know why he was able to have children? All on the Derech. Sadikim Gemurim, the Gedolei Ador. Because he set boundaries. When they went and they were into Goshen, when they went, all the Shvatim to Goshen, they said, this is what I'm doing. I'm staying away. I'm setting clear my goals. I once heard from Rabbi Leibowitz, tremendous. I think the Moshe Yirmiyahu Ha'ayu Torah. Rabbi Leibowitz said, in this week's Parsha, all Yoshua, the greatest Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, all he wanted to do was go up to Har Sinai with his Rebbe. All he wanted. And we know that the Torah tells us in Perech of Dalid, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayika Moshe v'Yoshua Mishar So, Vayal Moshe el Ahar Elokim. And Rashi brings down, why do you have to tell me anything about Yoshua? So it says, because he said, L'Rav Ad Makum Ad Boaz Techumei Ahar. I want to go where the limits of the mountains are set. I want to go until where I could go. All he wanted to do was to serve Moshe. Because he wanted to go to that mountain. But he said, listen, only Moshe could with the Torah. But he went and he set boundaries on himself. I want to go so badly, but I can't. Hashem said no. If a person wants greatness and a person wants to create such greatness, he needs to have goals, but also have those boundaries. My grandfather, Rav Chaim Zev Vamzer, was a person that was an Eved Hashem. What he did for Klal Yisrael, teaching so many years, being a Rav for so many years, you know, they said at his Levaya, and they said, they keep on saying his Yerzeit, that he was the rabbi of the rabbi. He was the one that always gave advice to rabbis. He was that person. He was a Mavakish. He always wanted more. His relationships with his Rabbeim, his the Gedolei Ador of Soloveitchik. He went after and nothing stopped him. He had this relationship with Moshe Feinstein. He was a Talmud Muvok of a playoff, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas of YU. He had such a desire for growth. All he wanted to do was help. All he wanted to do was give over. And he had such a love. He had a love of Klal Yisrael. And just in a sense of humor, telling the jokes and the, knowing his audience and understanding people and having those relationships with people, having relationships with thousands and thousands of students. But his most important relationship was giving it over to his family. Him and my grandmother, right? Liba Bas Moshe Eliezer Halevi. Oh, Shalom, my grandmother. They built a dynasty together. They had this love for one another, and they were able to carry it over to all their children. You know, I remember going around different blue, and I meet people. I say, oh, you know, my grandfather was once in a taxi a couple of years ago, and I was just cruising. He's like, yeah, your grandmother was my principal in BTA, right? There was this, but he gave it over to his children. And he gave it over to my mother and her sisters and her brothers. This love, but being an Eved Hashem, realizing who he was, and giving it over to the grandchildren, giving over to the great-grandchildren. Because he was a person of integrity. He was a person that cared. He was a person that was sensitive, and he loved the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam loved him. When he, you know, he shtai Torah, he knew Torah of finishing Shas so many times, and knowing Psukim Bal Peh. He had drushes in his pocket that he couldn't... Why? Because he had goals, and he set goals, and he achieved these goals. He was a person that worked for the boss. The boss, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I know he's looking down from Shamayim, and he's proud. He's proud of his family, he's proud of his Talmidim, he's proud of Klal Yisrael. And where did he get it from? He got it. He got it because he realized that there's a purpose in this world. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, our greatest Navi that ever lived, he's called an Eved. Normally when you're called an Eved, it's not a good thing. When you're called an Eved, it's a slave. No one wants to be a slave. A slave is someone that has no autonomy. He just has to do whatever his master tells him to do. Right? That's why in Pesach Seder we go from Abdus to Cheirus. But why is Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader, called an Eved? Because he was an Eved that served the boss. And to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam is the greatest thing. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ein ben chorin el shmis she'oisik ba'Torah. When a person taps into the Torah, he realizes, wow! He taps into the Torah, and he says, wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam has given me so much. You know, it's very interesting. So I started like giving my bachurim the ability to give. Again, I give this pre-shir, hashkafa, halacha, different types of things. And I gave one of my bachurim, Benny Hershkowitz, he gave a gavaldic thing. He put different cards, and he says you have to pick out five important things. And on the cards, there were so many things. Torah, tefillah, you know, money, exercise, happy marriage, kids. So many different ideas, so many different things. And he said, go pick the categories. Take five of them. And everyone did. Everyone, you know, making jokes out of it. But they turned it into a serious thing. And then he said, take away two. And there were four or five groups. And every single group, a number one, was either closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or another one that everyone had was happiness. And I don't think it was contradiction. I think they're hainu hak, they would say in Gemara. Because happiness is closeness with Hashem. When a person has a purpose and a person realizes he's in this world for a reason, that brings godless. But the only way a person could do that is if he sets his boundaries in the right way and he goes and he achieves them. Why in Eved Ivri? Ask Amar Al Diskin, why after 6 years? Because 6 years he didn't have the money. 6 years he had to work. It was embarrassing for him. But now all of a sudden he's freed. And then he opts in to be an Eved. Then we knock off his ear. Why? Because you had the ability to be free and you went to become an Eved. Why would you do that? That shows you're not an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is someone that goes and he serves Hashem whenever he can. The Eile Mishpatim. There's so many halachas in the sixth parsha, right? Bon Mitzia, Baba Kama, about Ashur, Goring, everything, right? Kedushin. Why the Eile Mishpatim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai misar li Yoshua, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And the question is that Pirkei Avos, we know, is found in Ezekiel. Why is that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Because you might think that when we have certain laws, there's mitzvah sichlius. You can't kill, you can't steal. We could have thought that on our own. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, everything's from the Torah. You might have thought, right, you can't have a society that's just, oh, I don't like you, I'll kill you. What kind of society is that? But, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that no, everything is from the Torah. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person lives with that, if a person realizes that everything is from Hashem, that is greatness. A person doesn't have to wait. He doesn't have to, he could just do it. He could speak to Hashem whenever he wants. He could become an Eved Hashem. Because an Eved Hashem brings Hashem into his life in any situation he's in. So to answer all these questions, Ve'eile Mishpatim, it's not a problem. I would have thought that these laws, we could learn them out. No, Ve'eile, they're coming from the Aseres HaDibros. They're coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Rav Matisyahu Salomon, what would be, again, we have a lot of challenges. But to set the right boundaries, to create things for ourselves. I do this, I obviously can do more. Being proud of ourselves, but I have to set those boundaries. Rus, realize that there needs to be tchum, because if you want a tchum, you have to show that you can do it. And just to end with the following story, a great story. I remember telling the story over to my shir a couple years ago, and then Rav Sachs came and he told the same story, and I was like, yes, awesome. The famous story, the great Svas Emes. The great Svas Emes was Rav Yitzchok Leib Alter. You got to know Jewish history. He was the father of the Imri Emes, and there was a great Svas Emes. He came into the Beis Medrash, and he said to all his Hasidim, you need to have kavana in Ana Hashem. If you have kavana in Ana Hashem, great things are going to happen for you. And there was a whole fight within the Hasidim. What was he referring to? Again, it was Sukkis. And was he referring to Ana Hashem? Hatzlich Ana Hashem, give us success. We beg of you to give us success. Or Ana Hashem, Hoshi Ana Hashem, give us Savior. Fighting back and forth, back and forth. And then his grandchild said, no, it's not either of them. It's Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Ana is spelled, look, it's Aleph Nun Hey, not Aleph Nun Aleph. Ana with a Hey, says the Radak in Tehillim, represents Hashem, I thank you. I thank you for everything. Not that I beg you, I thank you. Ana with a Hey. Hashem, I thank you for being Eved to you. Because you've given me so much. I thank you. As we spoke about last week's Naseh V'Nishma, Klal Yisrael realize, again, we said last week was inspiration, but taking inspiration and making it real. Another idea is Harkigigis, that it was maybe forced, it wasn't. It was Klal Yisrael setting boundaries that I could accomplish. I could do what I want. I want to be an Eved to you. And my grandfather, with my grandmother, created this dynasty. Realizing that Hashem is in everyone's life, passing it over to my mother, her passing it over to us, and passing it over to my aunts and my uncles, creating this, being so proud, because we're realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our lives. So my grandfather's in Shama Shem and Aliyah, Chaim Zev, Mishon Shraga, Fiber Satsal, and Bezes Hashem, we all have to grow together. We all have to realize, take advantage of what we have, take advantage of what we have in yeshiva, to grow. Right? Time is just is of the essence. This is a time for growth. And the more a person puts into anything in life, the greater it's going to be. But a person has the ability to become an Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem is the greatest thing because it means happiness, realizing that Hashem has a plan for all of us. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Parshat Mishpatim. Reach for the stars, reach for greatness. And Bez Hashem will all see the coming of the Mashiach so soon.